Country Station, Goodburn 95.1. Good morning. It's 5 a.m. here in the Studel Financial Studios, and that means it's time for the Get the Scoop radio show. My name's Chris Schalk. I'm Bering County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. Right across the table here is Kristen Hildebrand, and she's Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
All right, so we had fun yesterday talking about soil samples, and people make, you know, we say we talk about that a lot, but we...
It's very important, though.
Yeah. But it's one of the diagnostic services we have at the university and Extension Service. And today, you're going to talk about another one. And I think this is something that just bugs people. Can't believe I did that. So we're going to talk about insect identification samples. So
we are.
Okay.
That's what's bugging people.
And I could tell stories from now until...
Timbuktu.
Well, Timbuktu, or now until the countdown to...
The cows come home?
No, the countdown to quitting time that'll be on later this afternoon after everybody's on their way home from work. So
that's right.
But, you know... We get a lot of bugs.
We do.
We get a lot of bugs.
Yes.
And so, Kristen, tell us. Tell us, what are some things you need to tell folks that want to get some insects identified?
Yes, and that's one of the services that we do offer. We offer it in all extension offices throughout the state of Kentucky. And a lot of times, people want to have an insect identified. And it's really, really good if they want to bring that insect inside the extension office for identification that they have the best sample possible. So when we say the best sample possible, if it's living, that's great because that's really what's preferred. And if it's in a clear container, that's even better. So that way that we can... see it a little easier.
Oh, the stories I can think of about how they haven't come in that
way. Oh, I know. And I understand. Sometimes people have a phobia with some of these insects.
Right.
And they want it identified, whether it be in their home, whether it be in their garden, whether it be in their field, their production site, whatever it happens to be. It can be kind of...
We've got to know what it is before we can make a recommendation how to control it.
Exactly. So I always like to ask some questions, and it may seem a little bit, you know, kind of silly to ask some of the questions, but it's like, okay, where'd you find it? You know, where was it at? You know, things of that nature, and that way that will help us along. So oftentimes people will bring in samples too, Chris, that they automatically assume that it's probably a disease,
mm-hmm.
and it actually looks like more of an insect. So whenever they bring it in, they're a little bit surprised by the fact that it's an insect concern rather than a disease concern. So, Chris, I just wanted to kind of talk about some of the samples that we've been receiving
at the Warren County
Extension Office, and feel free to chime in if you want to share any of your critters that you've been having.
Critters.
But the one that I do want to talk about, and it was somebody that had sent me a photo. So if you can't come into the office, you can always take a really good photo that's clear, concise, and oftentimes we can identify it within a couple hours or maybe even a few days if we're out of the office. But the first one came in on a hydrangea sample, and the client was really concerned because they had just planted it, so they thought, you know, what is this that's attacking it? And it came back identified as fall webworm. And a lot of times here in the summertime, our reproduction cycle of insects is pretty rampant, you know, like it's pretty fast. So with the fall webworm, they can actually be seen pretty abundantly, oftentimes right now, even through August. And the distinguishing characteristic with them is that they're fuzzy caterpillars. They can have pale green or yellow hairs a lot over their bodies and a row of black spots along their back. So oftentimes you'll be able to distinguish them by their light gray tints. Most of the time they're enclosed at the end of branches for a lot of different forest trees, shade trees, and shrubs.
Some people call them tent worms.
Yeah, and I can see why they would call it that because it's basically in a tent. So whenever the recommendation for that is just to remove and destroy basically any of those caterpillars, and so that way you don't even have to spray anything. So that was a sample. Here lately, if you've had euonymus, I've seen a lot of euonymus scale. Basically, it looks like a lot of white dots, that's sprinkled all over the leaves of euonymus. And oftentimes, those are pear-sucking insects. So what they'll do is they'll pierce and suck juices from the plant. And oftentimes, the plant is pretty unsightly. It's kind of sickly looking. So what you can do is use some summer type oils to help with it. And of course, make sure you read those label directions before you apply. So those are just some of the samples we've been seeing.
All right. So we're going to come back tomorrow and talk about maybe some disease things that you're starting to see.
That's right.
All right. So folks, we want to invite you back not only tomorrow, but each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Hobby Dye and Reed and over at Farmers Regional Livestock Market. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.